Hey, and welcome to the Points to Paradise podcast, where we discuss all things travel-related, travel inspiration, and credit card points and miles. I'm your host, Megan Lanford, a stay-at-home mama, vacation lover, and small-town girl who learned how to travel for nearly free. Me and my family went from taking maybe one vacation a year to over 6 trips in a year. I want to show you exactly how to make you and your family's travel goals come true. I want to show you that traveling to dream destinations is possible without ever having to worry about how much money it'll cost you. So if you're ready to be inspired and start traveling with your family for nearly free, you've come to the right place. Hey friend, welcome back to the show. I'm so happy to have you here. If you are new, please grab the free Travel Points 101 guide in the show notes and welcome. I'm so happy to have you here. And if you are a longtime listener, then welcome back. And I'm also happy to have you here. Guys, I have not recorded a podcast like recently. They've been coming out every week, obviously, but I haven't recorded anything because I had guest episodes and stuff. But it actually worked out really well because I have been freaking sick for like 2 weeks now. I feel a little better, but I'm still just like not 100%. So if I sound a little nasally or cough, that is why. This thing is seriously kicking my butt. But I had to get a podcast episode recorded for you for today. And this is also something I needed to get out because it is a very limited time offer that we are talking about today, and I did not want you to miss it. Today we are talking about the Southwest Companion Pass promo offer that is going on right now, and it is only available until March 23rd. So it had to come out so that you have time to plan and prepare and think about if you want to implement this strategy into your credit card points strategy for 2025. We were talking about this because, of course, as soon as I hear of any type of promotions or elevated offers on cards, I drop it into my Travel Tribe girls, and I put it in there, and I was like, hey, guys, like, this is what's going on, because a lot of them are working towards the traditional Southwest Companion Pass route, which we're going to talk about in today's episode, too, but they've been working towards this since, like, November, December. And so I said, hey, if you guys are interested, like this is the offer right now, you can just sign up for one card and get the companion pass. And so we've been talking about like, is it worth it? Because this is such a personal preference. And so I really want to state that first, that if you are only going to be flying a few times maybe this year, or maybe just this year in 2025 and not 2026. Like, there's just so many different determining factors. And so we were talking about that in the Travel Points Academy, if this worked for them and going through that, because I never want someone to do something or sign up for a bonus just because it seems like basically FOMO, like everyone else is doing it, maybe I need to do it. And so we always talk about like, what trips do you have? Is this really worth it for you to get it? Don't just get it because it's an elevated offer. And so we really talked that through in the Travel Points Academy with them. And so now everybody has a clear idea of what they are working towards and what is most important to them to make sure that they meet their goals to be able to take those vacations that they have already planned for 2025 and 2026. So the promo that is going on ends, like I said, March 23rd. And the traditional way of getting the Southwest Companion Pass, if you don't know what the Companion Pass is, it's basically buy one, get one free flights for almost 2 years. So if you earn the Companion Pass, and let's say I book my flight, wherever you want to go, let's say I'm going to Cancun, I get to add my husband or a companion of any person, my daughter, my friend, my sister, I get to add that companion onto my ticket free of charge. All you have to do is pay taxes, which is $5.60 one way. So you're literally taking someone with you on every flight for free for almost 2 years when you earn the companion pass. It's a huge points saver, huge cash saver. It's a great, great pass to have if you fly with Southwest often. And so, especially for families, because both parents can earn the companion pass. And if you had 2 kids, you can take both of your kids for free. So for bigger families, especially, it'll save you a ton of points over the next 2 years. So it's a great thing to have. And so some of my Travel Points Academy students were working towards this. And the old way to earn that is you have to sign up essentially for two cards. You have to get 135,000 points within the calendar year to earn the pass. And so they've been working on earning the points so that they would earn 135,000 points here in January or February. And then once you get that pass, you have it for the entire length of the year in which you get it, plus the following year. So if you were to earn the companion pass right now, the traditional way, you would have that companion pass all the way till the end of 2026. And you would have 135,000 points at the end of earning it. And that would be signing up for one of the personal Southwest credit cards and the business credit card. The Southwest one, the traditional offer on it is 50,000 points when you spend $1,000 in 3 months. And then the business card has 80,000 points when you spend 5,000 in 3 months. So between the 80,000 points from the business card, the 50,000 points from the personal card, and then give or take some of that spending, you would have about 6,000 points. That gets you 136. So bam, you have the companion pass now till the end of this year through next year, 2026. The new offer, however, is you just have to get the one personal credit card. And as the signup bonus, when you meet it, which is now $4,000 spent in the first 3 months instead of $1,000, you will get 30,000 Southwest points and you will automatically have the companion pass. So, but the caveat here is when you earn that companion pass, you have it until February 28th of 2026. So you're going to have it for 10 months less than the traditional way. And you're also going to have 30,000 points instead of 135,000 points. So those are the two major differences in the traditional way of earning the companion pass versus this new elevated offer. Yes, it is a lot easier to earn the elevated offer just by getting one card and meeting the sign-up bonus of 4,000 in 3 months. It's you're not going to have as many points, though. Do keep that in mind. But you don't have to get two cards. You don't have to make all of this spend. You're just signing up for one card and getting that sign-up bonus and having it essentially for a year. So it's totally a personal preference. If you have a bunch of trips that you're planning on taking this year that you were planning on flying with Southwest Airlines and you were going to be flying with somebody, this might make sense to you. If you're a big family and you're wanting to take several trips over the next few years and this is something that you want to like implement in your strategy from here on out to have the companion pass most of the time, the traditional way is going to be the way that you want to go. It really just depends on how many flights you're going to be taking, what kind of effort you want to be putting into earning the Southwest companion pass, how many points you want to have, how many credit cards you want to have in your wallet. There's just a lot of personal preference here. There's no right or wrong way. If you're new into travel points and you're like, I don't want to sign up for two cards and get the 135,000 points and like all of that, I just want to get one card and get it and see what it's all about, that's totally fine. Do keep in mind, though, that you can only get the Southwest companion pass, or sorry, you can only get the personal Southwest credit card. You are only able to have one personal credit card in your wallet. There are two business credit cards with Southwest Airlines, and you can hold both of those cards, but you can only hold one of the personal credit cards. So do keep that in mind if you already have one. You would potentially need to close it and then reopen it, or you just wouldn't be eligible for this. And you are only able to open up a personal credit card, or you're only able to get the welcome offer on a personal credit card every 24 months. So if you've not had the personal credit card, let's just say you have one of the personal Southwest credit cards and you haven't had it for 24 months yet, then you would not be eligible to close it and then open it up a new one to get that welcome offer. You would just not be able to get this. But I have a lot of people in the Travel Points Academy that maybe they already have a personal Southwest credit card, so their husband or their spouse is opening up the personal credit card so that they can get it and using that player two mode to make it possible if you already have the personal credit card. So
those are things to keep in mind. You have, like I said, sorry, until March 23rd to open this. So you have a little over a month to decide if this is something that you want to implement into your strategy. So if like you want to wait till the end of March, like let's just say one of my clients was actually asking me this. She just opened up a credit card like less than a month ago. And so she's like, I'm going to wait until the end of March to open it up to space out my credit card openings. But this is probably something I'm going to do. And I was like, perfect. So make sure you open up. I like to open up cards every 60 to 90 days between. When there's something like this where you're like, I really want to jump on that offer, just make sure that it's been 30 days since you opened up your last credit card to open up the next one. And I would just wouldn't make a habit of opening up credit cards 30 days in between all the time. But if there's like an offer like this, definitely jump on it because you don't want to miss it. Grab it between over 30 days and then just the next card that you would open up, I would definitely wait like 60 to 90 days just to have a little bit of break between this card and the next card. If you are someone who is opening up multiple credit cards on travel points and you're going crazy, if not, don't worry about it. It was really funny. I got a message actually this morning from one of the Travel Points Academy students and she was like, okay, I hit my next sign up bonus. So let's figure out which card I need to open up next. She's like, this is like feeling like a game. Like I finish this one. Okay, let's go to the next level. And it really does. It feels like a game once you start getting all these signup bonuses and you hit it and you're like, oh my gosh, I have 60,000 points. Like, okay, what's next? And it really truly is a game. Like it's so much fun. This, I call it a hobby. This travel points hobby really is fun when you start getting into it. I know it can seem like overwhelming and complicated before you even start. So if you're someone who doesn't even have a credit card yet, or you're new here and you're like, what the heck is she talking about opening up all these credit cards? I know it can seem overwhelming and complicated, and it's really actually so simple once you start. It just takes opening up that first credit card, spending on it, paying the card off in full, and then seeing those points deposit into your account. And then either using them or going on to continue to earn more points. It really is simple. It's just opening that first card. And even me, like I have 13 something credit cards in my wallet. And every single time I fill out a new application, I get that like, oh, am I going to get approved? Like nervous, like I hit the button, I hit submit. Even though I've done this a bajillion times, like it still gives you that like nerve feeling. So it's just, it is what it is, but I promise you once you start, it's so much fun and it's so worth it because you're saving thousands of dollars on your travel. And I don't know if you've looked recently, but the flights on all the airlines, even Southwest, which is typically pretty cheaper than the other airlines, because I actually had to buy a cash flight on, it was United, but I looked on Southwest as well when we came back from Hawaii because we didn't have quite a few enough points for everybody. I had to buy some cash prices and I was like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe even with Southwest how much it costs for a flight. Like you can't go anywhere for $300 or $400 almost, it seems like. And that's expensive when you have multiple people you're flying round trip. So this Southwest Companion Pass and points in general can save you so much money, like literally thousands of dollars every single time you take a trip. It's so worth it. So yeah, that's all. It's a pretty short episode. I just wanted to let you guys know that's what's out there. If you want to take advantage of it, like I said, personal preference, think about how much you're going to use the pass. If you're only planning on flying like one trip this year on Southwest Airlines, maybe even two, like I don't think it's really that worth it. If you have more coming up in 2026, maybe think about getting the Southwest Companion Pass maybe next year. So I always recommend that you try to earn it at the beginning of the year so you have it for almost a full 2 years. So if you're not planning on flying at all this year, Southwest usually does this short-term promo where it's easier to earn the Companion Pass almost every single year. So wait till next January, February, and then get the pass next year. Like it's not something you have to get this year if you're not going to use it. You can always do it next year and plan for more trips next year if this year is just not on the radar. So if it's only going to be like one or two trips, I really don't think it's worth it that much because you can find some really good points deals on Southwest Airlines for under 10,000 points. So just my take on it, but Short episode. Wanted to give you the information. I hope this was helpful. If you have any questions, my DMs are always open on Instagram. Go follow me over there. You can message me. I have people all the time asking, should I get this? Should I get that card? What should I do? I'm more than happy to help you with quick, short answered things like that. I am always there for you. So thanks for tuning in, and I will see you guys next week.